This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today, the presidents of the world's two largest economies are set to announce a landmark agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. For the first time, China will put in what's called a cap-and-trade system, which effectively puts a price on emissions. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The world's largest polluter plans to start putting a price on emitting carbon in 2017. Dr. Yang Fuqiang, senior advisor at the National Resource Development Council in Beijing, says it's about time.
Chinese government, they understand now they are the second largest economy in the world, and now they have to do something.
Yang hopes today's announcement will persuade other developing countries to follow China's lead. Pricing and regulating greenhouse gas emissions is a big job that involves every aspect of the economy. UCLA law professor Alex Wong predicts some polluters in China will try and cheat to get around the rules. But he's optimistic because the cap-and-trade system will be under the jurisdiction of one of China's most powerful agencies, the National Development and Reform Commission. The other reason he's hopeful? The very public support of President Xi Jinping.
A high-level announcement like this helps on the implementation side, and it sort of gives anyone who's supportive of the idea in China sort of the political support to go ahead and run with things.
China has experience running carbon markets in 7 pilot programs around the country. The idea for the cap-and-trade system was actually developed in America, but when President Obama tried to get Congress to enact the system in his first term, it died in the Senate. The reason? Lawmakers from both parties feared it could threaten America's economic competition with China. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.